You have started Hypnagogue Podcast 403. I like the way you roll.
Thank you. Thank you. about racism and capitalism, you often write and speak about
Communist Party USA. Communist Party USA.
Communist Party USA.
It's really linked to capitalism, and I think it's a mistake to assume that we can combat racism by leaving capitalism in place. As Cedric Robinson pointed out in his book Black Marxism, capitalism is racial capitalism. And of course, to just say for a moment that Marx pointed out that what he called primitive accumulation, capital doesn't just appear from nowhere. The original capital was provided by the labor of slaves. The Industrial Revolution, which pivoted around the production of capital, was enabled by slave labor in the U.S. So I'm convinced that the ultimate eradication of racism is going to require us to move toward a more socialist organization of our economies, of our other institutions. I think we have a long way to go before we can begin to talk about an economic system that is not based on exploitation, but on the super exploitation of Black people, Latinx people, and other racialized populations.
Welcome back, Sonic Travelers. No, I already did that bit a couple of shows ago. We're not doing that again. Hi there, I'm John Shanahan. I am your host. You have been listening to Hypnagogue Podcast number 403. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. We stuck in the holding tanks this time around with a whole big batch of stuff. So let me name the stuff for you. We started off with Asheron. And this album, I like this album a lot. And the title is the kind of thing that sort of gives me pause, even to this day, because it's called Reiki Healing Light. And I think, and this is just my opinion, one of the things that kind of sank New Age music in the late 80s, after it had started to gain some momentum, was I've always felt that it wrapped itself too much in the metaphysical things. There was too much Reiki, there was too much crystals, there was too much Atlantis, there were too many fairies, all that kind of thing. And a lot of the kind of average listening audience was like, that's not my thing. Like the music, but not the stuff. And again, probably an unpopular opinion with this crowd, just telling you what I think. So I see the title Reiki Healing Light and I go, all right, well, let's see what we got here. And we have a really good album. And the track I grabbed for you is called Flight Into the Sun. After that, Elyon. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble now for saying that. After that, it was Elyon from Daiithi with Heavenly Beings. Eric Wallow is back with an album called Cloud of Strings. Eric has a very distinct sound to his guitar playing, which I've always really enjoyed. Love Eric's work. Listening to Cloud of Strings, it's almost in places like he wanted to give a little nod to Mike Oldfield. You should go listen to this album, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I hear just some licks, some riffs that are very Mike across the scope of this very enjoyable album. The track that I gave to you was called Ecotopia. After that, Christian Feisel from Suspended Life with So Many New Faces from the Old World. Memory Scale gave us You Could See What I Heard. That is from And All Things Begin to Drift. Non-Turn after that with Opportunity from Jelly Beans. Yep, Jelly Beans. Have a new one from Yanni Hani Suanto. I've mentioned it before. Probably one of my favorite names to say in this genre, Yanni Hani Suanto. The album is called Are We There Yet? This album's a lot of fun. There's so much going on. You need to check this one out. I mean, you need to check out all these albums, of course, which is why I put them on a podcast for you. That makes sense, right? But just a lot of fun on this album, and I gave you the, I think this is the second track, called A Boy from the Wilds. And then I hope I didn't startle you, but we got a little bit weird with Drug Culture. That's Drug Culture, but all the U's are V's. Mm-hmm. That was New York 83 from the Eugenic Wars. Then Maribo, an album I've sat on for a little bit and kind of was on the fence about, but I think it fit in well here. And that track was called Scroll. One album that I have absolutely no reservations about sharing with you is Forest Fang's The Oort Cloud Meditations. I recommended this over on my Facebook page a while back. Just getting around to it now. Another incredible deep ride from Forest Fang. Very drift and drone-based. Just fantastic. Put on the headphones and go away for a while. That track was called Distant Signals. New stuff from Lone Word. It is called Ferric Expeditions. That was Magnetic Meditation. And we closed out with the guy himself, Steve Roach, from Sanctuary of Desire. Nice two-disc set. It is a two-disc set, technically. It's just that digitally it's one great big thing. But it's interesting. Two very distinct sides to this release. A very quiet and drifty side and a much more kind of pulsy, analog, energy-driven side. Do check it out. The track I gave to you was Night Flower. A dozen tracks for your dining and dancing pleasure here at Hypnagogue Podcast number 403. If you are not subscribing yet, I suggest you do so because you don't want to miss a single episode because I have a lot of music that I want to share with you and more coming every day. You can go to your preferred podcast getting location. They're everywhere. Places I never even put it, and just search for Hypnagogue Podcast. If you'd like to receive notice by email, go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. Over on the right-hand side, there's a little box. You throw your email address in there, and you are, as the kids say, good to go. And I know nobody does this these days, but if you are so inclined, when you go to the places where you get your podcasts, if you want to leave a nice review of the show, that does help people find it, increases the subscriber base, means more people get to listen to this great music. Or you can just be elitist and, you know, be one of the 1,000 or so people who listen to it and be like, yeah, well, this is my show. I'm not going to tell anybody. You could do that. I respect your right to do that. I'm just asking. If you want to give a review, that would be great. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks and do this all over again. And until that time, my wonderful friends, I bid you all peace and power.